I'd like to think of a subject this morning that is very dear and close to my heart, as well as I'm sure it is to yours, too. I would like to think about the Christian home this morning. I'd like to think about the title of the message is Harmony in the Home. And I thought this might happen, that I will forget, or not forget, but not be able to find it here in my notes. I put a little note paper in there at the right spot. Just give me just a moment here. Here it is. Harmony in the home. I contemplated for a little bit about, for an illustration, just simply having all of us hum your note, whatever you want to hum, and just see how that works out. The idea was, behind it, was just to see how it sounds, to see if it's harmonizing or see if it's not harmonizing, and then just hum all one note and just see how that sounds. Harmony in the home. Do you get what I'm getting at? Where there's one sound. There's not multiplicities of voices. I have really been blessed by being here this week in studying the Word of God and just quiet time. I've enjoyed driving around the area. And one of the things that really impacted me, and I would have done this if I would have been led to the right opportunity. As I was driving, I thought, you know, I would like to find a vineyard tender and just pull in and just say, do you have a few moments? I'd just like to ask you questions about your vineyard. And I know you probably know all this, but I do not. But how do you care for your vineyard? I've really been blessed as I watched. And I've noticed, I think, that there are some vineyard tenders that really do a good job. They have, things look clean, the vines are trimmed, and you can tell that someone cares about the vineyard. I've also noticed maybe some that appear to be less tended. Maybe there wasn't quite as much care given to the vineyard. For whatever reason, me being a stranger in this area, maybe it's just, I don't know why. But as you let your mind run and think about those things, maybe it's busyness, maybe the vineyard doesn't have quite the importance, the money isn't there, there's more money in other things, I'm not sure. But harmony in the home, it touches those things as well. I stand before you this morning preaching this sermon because I have needs in my own life and I have needs in my own home. And I stand before you not as one who has attained to this, but as one who is endeavoring to promote it, or endeavoring to find its reality, or endeavoring to continue to build, continue to work. And I'm burdened about this subject. Harmony at Home is the title. Harmony at Home. I am burdened that fathers are fathers in their home, and they're nurturing their children, and they are loving their wife, and they are loving their children's mother, and that the children that are born into the home or adopted into the home, that they would know that dad loves mom, and mom loves dad, and this is a safe place to live. And that I'm safe here. I'm trusted here. I'm loved here. And I'm cared for. I'm burdened about that. And we're going to look at some of these things as we move through the message. In Genesis, yes, preachers often go here, but in Genesis is the beginning of marriage in the Christian home. You do not need to turn here. But in Genesis chapter 2, in verse 21, and the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the Lord, and the rib which the Lord had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife and they shall be one flesh. The institution of marriage. One man, one woman, one flesh. We'll turn back to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27 and 28. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Be fruitful and multiply. The Christian family, if you will, we use that term. A family in general. It is God's will that one man, one woman come together in marriage. The man would leave home and he would cleave to his wife. They would be one, and by that union, children be brought into the home and family is born. That is God's plan. And there is a family unit. Now, when we think of teams, I don't care if you want to use a soccer team, if you want to use baseball, whatever team you want to use, there is someone who is calling out the play, and there are others who are fulfilling their spot in the game. There is a pitcher in baseball, there's a pitcher, there's a catcher, there is a first baseman, there's an outfielder, there's a shortstop. There's someone in the batter's box. They're all in their place. There's a coach. There's an umpire. They're all in their place. Do you ever feel sometimes in your home that everyone is playing shortstop? Or everyone's the pitcher? Or everyone's the catcher? Well, that's life is, we live life. Then there are those situations at times. But we all are not pitchers. We all are not catchers. God has provided a plan, a structure, whereby we do home life, we do family life. The burden of this message is to remind us of the blessing of Christian family life and to encourage us as fathers, most of all, to rise to the challenge of being the leaders we need to be. I have a need for that in my life. My tendency to find the middle road or find another way, or my tendency to, well, whatever it is, we could talk about it later, sometimes causes me my own problems. But fathers who are fathers, and then we'll look at that here in just a moment, fathers who nurture their family, turn with me for a scripture text to Psalm 128. I'd like to read a few verses here. to Psalm 128 and Psalm 127. I'm going to read Psalm 128 first. Well, no, let's read Psalm 127, and then we'll move to 128. I like to read them together. Or not together, but I like to read 127 and then 128. I like to have the combination of the two psalms. And we'd like to just simply look at this subject. I have 3 points. Let's read Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord. We need to remember that. The children are God's heritage. We are stewards of them. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Blessed is every one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. To draw out of these two psalms our thoughts for this morning. What is family? Family is a group of individuals living under one roof and usually under one head. Men and women of society have accepted all sorts of arrangements in relation to marriage, and oh, our hearts ache. When we look and we rub shoulders with society today and the children that are born that God be near them. God bless them in a special way. Children that are born who it is not their fault, but they hardly know who mom and dad are or who brother and sister is. Our hearts go out to them. But you know what? Within the family, within our families, can be turmoil and stress and discord. I'd like to notice this morning that there are pressures that blow against the family unit. There's winds of pressures that are blowing against us. What are some of those? Let's list just a couple briefly. And I want you to think as fathers, mommies and daddies, young people who can think along the lines of family life. We're all in families. We're all in families. What are some pressures? How does family life, how do you add, or how? What is your position in your family, and how are these pressures affecting you? Winds of pressure, and I do not have these listed in order of importance, but a busy lifestyle is a wind of pressure. We live in a culture which is becoming more and more. Self-gratifying or instant satisfaction, hardly able to wait. I'm told that in Google searches, if someone types in a Google search and if they don't get something up within, is it a second or two? They're moving on to something else. busy lifestyles. And number two, social pressures, peer pressures. Wind of pressure blowing against the family. Well, so-and-so, they do it this way, or everybody's doing it like this. These are pressures that blow against our families. They blow against daddy, and they blow against mommy. Because, well, is everybody doing it? Well, no, usually everybody's not doing it, but you don't want to be different than everybody. Pressures. Technology infringements, I call them. I have a phrase that I just sort of have in my mind about this. But we need to be careful, mommies and daddies, fathers and mothers, that there is not another spouse in the house. What I mean by that? We must be careful that our cell phone is not taking more of my attention than my wife or my husband or my children. I say it's a wind of pressure blowing against us. It's something we need to think about. Is it controlling us or are we controlling it? And fourth one is material pursuits. Material pursuits. And there are many, many more. These are just some that have come to my mind as I studied this. Material pursuits. You know, we're driven, and it's good. We want to excel, and we want to provide for our families. But let's not neglect the important things. Families. The picture in Psalm 128 here is one of happiness and peace. And oh, we want that so much in our homes, don't we? Happiness and peace. Where there is respect and honor, there is obedience and there is love that flows. The psalmist here in Psalm 128 gives us a picture of children like olive plants round about thy table. You see, our point number one is going to be a father that fears the Lord. And let's just start right there. Keys to a happy family life. Keys to happy family life. Christian family, if you will. A father that fears the Lord. To have a dad that fears the Lord and walks in his ways is a tremendous gift to our children. One who loves God and fears him. A selfish father brings pain and sorrow to his family. When his needs are the most important ones and everyone must serve him, sorrow and grief abound and tensions rise. Daddy, are you an humble man today? Are you a servant? Are you giving? Fearing the Lord, are you giving? Are you watching that, you know what, the plate of my most enjoyable dish that's coming around the table, if I take some, there's probably not going to be enough left for the family. I'm going to eat last. Are you sacrificing for your family's needs? A father that fears the Lord will love his wife. A man who fears the Lord will love his wife. Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Husbands, love your wives. As Christ loved the church, how was that? He gave himself. He gave himself. Sacrificing for the wife, for our wife, because of the love in our hearts for her. We love her. Family life. It's a key to family life. Number two, under father that fears the Lord. A father that fears the Lord will seek God's direction. In Judges 13, verse 12, I like the words of Manoah, Samson's father. He said, how shall we order the child? And what shall we do unto him? How shall we order the child? There are times in family life where the situation is bigger than us. How shall we do? What shall we do? Little Johnny is sick. Or little Johnny is bound by his emotions and he is doing things that we know are not good. But what shall we do? Where shall we go? A daddy and mommy. Thinking of fathers right here. Fathers that fear the Lord will seek God's direction. Fathers, I think it's good, and you perhaps do this already, but I think it's good for us at times just to go into, maybe it's a struggling child, go into their room after they are sleeping and just simply kneel by their bed and just pray for them. I think it's good to pray for them when they're not sleeping and they can hear you praying for them. A father that fears the Lord. You see, in family life, and this is an area I know that I need to grow in more. But our family structure must be that, yes, children are to obey their parents. But the parents are teaching the children that, you know, we are answering to God. God is our authority. We trust him. And there are things that are too big sometimes for mom and dad, and we, lots of those things, but we ask God and we beseech him. Daily family worship. With daddy leading out, and I'd be interested in hearing from you. How you have family worship, and what do you do to keep everyone involved? Foundations. I have been told, or have read, that thriving families have God as a central theme of their home, and secondly, is a home of hospitality, a home that is open to serve others. Father, it is our responsibility to lead the home. Harmony in the home, harmony at home, fathers that lead. When father is passive, when father does not step up to the plate for whatever reasons, and mother feels like she needs to, or shall she, communication is broken down, and she's not sure where she is at, discord starts to begin. And the tunes start to sound off key. Lord, help us. Thirdly, a father that fears the Lord. A father that fears the Lord teaches his children in the ways of the Lord. We talked about that. I won't say a whole lot more about that. But he teaches his children in the ways of the Lord. The Lord said of Abraham, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. Family worship, we talked about it. By example, daddy, you live by example. Your children see you. They understand you better than maybe you do yourself, or I do myself. Dad, do you have time to do what it takes to nurture your family? Nurture your family. I was blessed a few minutes ago, before I was coming into the service, I heard a little child saying, I want daddy. I want daddy. That's good. Our children want daddy. You know, there are children who do not want daddy. And not because, and we have that too. I have a child, she prefers to be with mother. It's fine. But when they do not want daddy because daddy is cruel and hard, there's a problem. Point number two, harmony at home. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. I simply call this one mothers at rest. Mothers at rest. Turn with me, if you can, a few pages back to Proverbs 31. I read this again. A mother at rest. Just read it, just a few verses here. And I know, mothers, you say this is a tall order. I understand that. But I think this Proverbs 31 is a picture of harmony at home. I would like to read verses 27, talking about mother. There's so many good verses here. Verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She's a working woman at home, providing for her family. Verse 27, she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. I just see a picture of a woman that is at rest at home. She's at rest in her calling of homemaker. I say it's a key to harmony at home. A mother at rest. And here again, the burden of mother at rest falls upon the shoulders of her husband. You see, marriage is a type of Christ and the church. Christ provided for the church, saved the church, provided for the church, loves the church, gave himself for the church. Fathers, we must do our part in providing soul care for our wives. We as husbands fail our wives so often in our lack of care and support for their needs. The picture here in Psalm 128 is a picture of a happy man who himself first is walking with God. Secondly, his wife is fruitful and happy, and his children are gathered around him. You know, one of my most enjoyable times is when we can gather together as a family. We still are able to do that yet. None of our children are old enough that they've moved off. But we can gather together as a family around the table, and we can just simply talk and have a good family time, where each one can share and talk, and sometimes it really gets active. But those are good times. Those are good times. Mothers at rest. Oh, the fear. Oh, the fear in a home, the discord. When there's lack of communication and there is not sure who is pitching the next ball, where it's coming from. It might come from the outfield. Be ready. There may be multiple balls flying. Oh, the discord that it causes. Mother is the central focus at the house in carrying out her responsibilities well. Titus 2, 3 to 7, we won't read those verses. But she's a keeper at home, and she's enjoying being at home, serving her family. I am thankful for the mothers and wives among us who are living out this scripture of Titus chapter 2. May God bless you richly for your labors. Mothers that are at rest are patient mothers. Mothers that are at rest are patient mothers. You see, and this is the same with fathers, you could say it that way too. Mothers that are at rest are gentle mothers. Mothers that are at rest are loving mothers. A mother's rest is greatly enhanced by her husband who cares for her, and a wife finds rest in submission to her God-given head, her husband. Husbands must endeavor to lead with respect and love, not being lords but servants, and giving honor unto his wife. 1 Peter 3:7. Giving honor unto his wife. I'd like to look at the last part now. Another key to harmonious family life is children that are nurtured. Children that are nurtured. Where's the verse that talks about ye have many instructors, but not many fathers? Nurture means training, upbringing. It also means something that nourishes. That's nurture. So, let's say we plant a fruit tree. We plant an apple tree. We plant it. What is the next thing we do? Well, we take care as we plant it, don't we? We're making sure that we follow the instructions of how to plant the fruit tree, the apple tree. Then we watch the apple tree and we water the apple tree. We take care of the apple tree. We provide nourishment for it. We watch it grow. We see it starting to lean. We train it. We correct it. We want it to grow straight. In child training, there is punishment, which is the action by the parent because the child disobeyed. There's punishment. But then there's also disciplines. There is a slight difference between punishment and discipline. Discipline is saying when you get up in the morning, you will need to make your bed. That's discipline. When you are finished eating, you take your plate and your utensils back to the kitchen. It's a discipline that we fall under. Or that we... So if we disobey the discipline, well, I don't want to go too deep in that, but you get what I'm trying to say. There are disciplines that we have our family, that we raise our family, our children under. Disciplines. Nurturing our children, children that are nurtured. Harmony at home is when the disciplines are well laid out and people know what they are and they remain the same and it's consistent. And there's love and there's forbearance in things that happen. You're sitting at this supper table and someone accidentally spills a cup of water and it goes right into the casserole, and furthermore it goes on Jane's dress, she's ready for church. But it was an accident. How do you respond to accidents? How do you respond? As parents, here again, having the mind of Christ, coming under His rule, watch guarding our actions. Much harm can be done when a child is harshly reprimanded for an accident that happened. Okay, there can be patterns of things that develop in a child. We understand that, and there's direction needed to be given. Four basic needs of man, four basic needs of children, four basic needs of man: acceptance, identity, security, and purpose. God, help us in our homes as we nurture our children to provide for them those four. Purpose to live. Helping them with their little projects as we can. Encouraging them on. A happy home is where children are welcomed and appreciated. Today there are many families, there are many labels. Today there are many labels given to children's behavior conditions that might take the attention off of the real need of the child. And that need simply being nurture and training. Say that again. There are many labels given to children's behavior conditions that take the attention off of the real need, that of nurture and training. I'm not saying that every need of a child is solved by that, but I'm saying there are some things that surface because of lack of. May God help us to train our children. To begin at a young age, to train them. We must view them as God's children. We are stewards. Children are the heritage of the Lord. Children need to be trained and pointed to the right. Train up a child in the way he should go. Children are born with a natural bent towards foolishness, and correction frees him of its control. Fathers, take time to build a relationship with your children. Mothers, take time to build a relationship. Last evening, it was time for our little children to go to bed. And it was time to lay down and go to sleep. Where we are staying, we're blessed abundantly, and our children are loving it there. There's dollies and there's dolly clothes, and it's really neat. Well, I find myself, as a daddy, sitting amongst the covers, convincing my children, two little girls, it's time to go to sleep. After a while, it's tomorrow. Yes, but my dolly needs to get... Can you put this nighty on this dolly? Like, please? Well, we put the nighties on the dollies, and the dollies went to bed too. And everybody slept good. But you know, is it just me that says, I really want to go to bed too? Forget the dolls, okay? But you know, little minds have important little things that are important to them. And Daddy, how you relate to their doll is going to affect them. It can. Loving and gentle. We teach our children to be kind to their dolls. You don't hit a doll around and throw it around. Well, yes, they do get thrown around, but be kind to them because they are representative of something in their heart. Anyway, take time to build a relationship with your children. Oh, I must grow in this myself. Parents who have a keen sense of God's authority over their life will be better fitted to admonish their children. May God bless you as parents, mommies and daddies, that we would sing the same tune in our homes. Remember, there are winds of pressure blowing against our families, blowing against our homes. There is the busy lifestyle where mom and dad will talk about this later. I will talk to my wife later about this. I will talk to my husband later about this. Later never comes. It's tomorrow. This doesn't get discussed. And after a while, it's living life based upon perceived ideas or maybe, and there's misunderstandings, and this can all start to snowball. And after a while, there's discord and disunity. I told you that I'm not perfect in this, and that is true. My family's here. They hear me talking. There's room for us to grow. Husbands and wives, band together. Maybe you do this already, but take care of each other's children every once in a while so this couple can go out for a night and just simply be together and talk. We need those times. God bless you. Thank you for your kind attention. Let us kneel to pray.